From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 76 degrees in Lawrence, 77 in Topeka. It's 306.
Friesman, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away old appliances. Information on available services and products is online at stonebackappliance.com.
Coming up in our next half-hour news headlines, then high-stakes legal arguments over the president's effort to deploy National Guard troops in Portland, Oregon, and Chicago played out at the same time in two different federal courthouses today. We will tell you what happened. Then, Central Elementary School in Olathe is home to the newest Teacher of the Year for the state of Kansas. She also has students' stamp of approval.
She's good at teaching, she loves kids, and she kind of has a cool spirit and stuff.
Hear from the kids who know what makes a good teacher coming up in just about 25 minutes. Here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing comprehensive patient-centered care, including chronic condition management, striving to meet patients' health needs at one visit through an integrated care model. Details at heartlandhealth.org.
Many thanks to all of our sustainers and everyone who pitched in to help out during KPR's fall membership drive by making a pledge. KPR stays strong because of listeners like you. You helped us raise more than $117,000. If you didn't get around to making your pledge during the drive, the donation form is always open. You probably guessed that. At kansaspublicradio.org, so you can make your investment today. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence and 80 in Manhattan. The time is 3:20.
An immediate end to the fighting in Gaza, and Hamas could begin releasing the last 48 hostages. We'll bring you the latest developments on the deal on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. A. Martinez, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a research university with 12 research centers and institutes and more than 20 research labs and programs. Information about discoveries at KU is at ku.edu.
Up next, we have news headlines. It is 80 degrees in Manhattan, 76 in Emporia, 76 in Atchison. The time is 3:30.
Says the UN has food, water, and other supplies ready to go into Gaza. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Stocks were lower across the board on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Four Kansas school districts say there is no basis for a federal investigation into their policies for accommodating transgender students. The investigation was spurred by a report from the Defense of Freedom Institute. That is a conservative nonprofit organization based in Washington, D.C. It accused the districts of allowing transgender students to use restrooms that match their gender identity and hiding their gender status from parents. But the districts say they have not received any formal complaints. Rachel Pereira of the left-leaning Brookings Institution says instances like this are becoming more common.
These investigations are being opened in response to complaints from these national networks of right-wing advocacy groups. Again, they're not coming from the community. They're not coming from parents.
The U.S. Department of Education threatened to withhold federal funding to those districts. Court documents say a Wyandotte County Sheriff's deputy kept his knee on an inmate's back for about a minute and a half before the man died. As Dylan Lyson reports, the documents offer a timeline leading to Charles Adair's death.
The affidavit says Deputy Richard Fatherly kept his knee on Adair's back while other deputies tried to subdue him in his cell. Adair was face down on the cell's bunk and eventually moved his hands towards a deputy who removed his handcuffs. Fatherly then kept his weight on Adair's back as the other deputies left the cell. The affidavit says Adair did not move again and was pronounced dead after a nurse checked on him. Prosecutors have charged Fatherly with second-degree murder. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
As cyber attacks on the agriculture and food sectors become more common, lawmakers are starting to take notice. According to one study from global cybersecurity company Checkpoint, cyber attacks on the U.S. agriculture sector rose 38% in the past year. Multiple proposals in Congress aim to increase funding for research on the topic. Nebraska Congressman Don Bacon introduced a bill to create a grant program through the U.S. Department of Agriculture and provide research funding to universities to study agricultural cyber threats.
We're trying to incentivize the Department of Ag to work with our universities to find one or two universities that can specialize in this, so you have a research element.
Another bipartisan bill would establish 5 research centers for agricultural cybersecurity at universities all across the nation. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear this evening, clouding up a bit late tonight. 40% chance of showers and storms after midnight with lows tonight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the morning. Highs tomorrow in the lower 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the evening with a low in the upper 50s and highs in the upper 70s. Forecast for Saturday. It's 3:35.
It's all things.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The newest teacher of the year in Kansas is an elementary school music teacher in the Olathe School District. KCUR's Jody Fortino introduces us to the Central Elementary School students who know what makes a great teacher.
My name is Rachel Marlowe, and I am the
general. Songs are best, like, whatever, like, she created that song. If I say, like, my example, like, never ignore, like, someone, like, be kind to others, like that song. She's, like, respect everyone, even a student, and she's kind to everyone. And also, I'm really proud of her, like, she won the teacher of this year.
That report came from KCUR's Jody Fortino with Rachel Marlowe, who is the 2026 Kansas Teacher of the Year. Her students are at Central Elementary School in Olathe. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Many other frequencies as well all around the state. You can stream us anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then Pope Leo is drawing the world's attention to poverty. A new Vatican document released today describes caring for the poor as an essential Christian task.
At a time like this, while masked ICE agents are roaming the streets of the Pope's home city here in Chicago, it's hard not to be seized by this message.
What that document says, coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
It's 77 degrees in Topeka, 81 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 4.
From and solve homelessness is at MelvilleTrust.org. From Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
Israel and Hamas agree to the first phase of a ceasefire deal. It could go into effect as soon as Friday. We'll follow the developments tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's Morning Edition. Get you started off with the very latest news from around the world, around the nation, and around the region. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
Contributors include CFP, Certified Financial Planner Professionals, committed to acting in their clients' best interests. Learn more at letsmakeaplan.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 80 degrees in Manhattan, 76 in Emporia. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks so much for spending part of your day with KPR. We have news headlines coming up in just about another 12 minutes. In our next half hour, for the first time in a long time, the headlines out of Israel and Gaza are about the possibility of peace.
I think of my grandchildren. It doesn't end for them. It's going to color their life as long as they live.
We will learn more about the hope as well as the skepticism that's coming with this moment. Also, we'll talk about a new special tax district that's been proposed in Colorado. It would fund child care. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting Field Day Feast, a farm-to-table dining experience featuring Chef Vaughn Good of Fox and Pearl at Call Valley Field Day, October 11th. Tickets and details at callvalleyfieldday.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Live, then an hour of classical music with Destiny. It's Tango Thursday. There's some Rodrigo tonight, the guitar concerto, and more. If you're joining us on KPR Two, stick around for KPR Presents at 7 o'clock. 40% chance of showers and storms late tonight with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain in the morning, then mostly sunny, with a high in the lower 80s. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:20.
Deal tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR station's Morning Edition. Your hosts tomorrow are A. Martinez, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algio.
If it's not worth the time or effort to sell that old car, truck, or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can turn it into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are up next. It's 80 degrees in Manhattan, 76 in Atchison, 76 in Chanute. It's 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Four Kansas school districts say there is no basis for a federal investigation into their policies for accommodating transgender students. The investigation was spurred by a report from the Defense of Freedom Institute, that's a conservative nonprofit based in Washington, D.C., and it accuses the districts of allowing transgender students to use restrooms that match their gender identity and hiding their gender status from parents. But the districts say they have not received any formal complaints. Rachel Pereira of the Brookings Institution says instances like this one are becoming more common.
These investigations are being opened in response to complaints from these national networks of right-wing advocacy groups. Again, they're not coming from the community. They're not coming from parents.
The U.S. Department of Education threatened to withhold federal funding from the districts. Court documents say a Wyandotte County Sheriff's deputy kept his knee on an inmate's back for about a minute and a half before the man died. As Dylan Lyson reports, the documents offer a timeline leading to Charles Adair's death.
The affidavit says Deputy Richard Fatherly kept his knee on Adair's back while other deputies tried to subdue him in his cell. Adair was face down on the cell's bunk and eventually moved his hands towards a deputy who removed his handcuffs. Fatherly then kept his weight on Adair's back as the other deputies left the cell. The affidavit says Adair did not move again and was pronounced dead after a nurse checked on him. Prosecutors have charged Fatherly with second-degree murder. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas Representative Sharice Davids is asking Republicans to negotiate to end the government shutdown. Before Democrats sign off on the funding bill to reopen the government, they want to ensure the extension of health care tax credits. Davids said her top priority is reopening the government, but she said Kansans cannot handle rising health care costs.
If Congress doesn't act, premiums could rise for folks by as much as 70%. That's 70%. That is unacceptable.
She said more than 160,000 Kansans relied on those health care tax credits last year. Republican Kansas Senator Roger Marshall has said the government funding extension shouldn't have other issues attached to it. This is KPR.
Support for NPR.
And Noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. You'll find us broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Lots of other frequencies, too, and always streaming both KPR 1 and KPR 2 at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Plenty more All Things Considered still to come. We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. In our next 30 minutes, the details that we know about the Israel-Hamas war ceasefire. We will also learn why some researchers believe they have discovered why cells sometimes figuratively kill themselves unnecessarily. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou. An evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow. October 16th, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org.
77 degrees in Lawrence, 80 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 5.
Bruce can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. From the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
Israel and Hamas agree to the first phase of a ceasefire deal. It could go into effect as soon as Friday. We'll follow the developments tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. From 5 to 9 a.m., we have Morning Edition for you here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence. 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming up in 1 minute. It's 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 76 in Topeka. It is 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and many other frequencies. You'll find them all listed at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We will have an update of news headlines in about 12 minutes. In our next half hour, high-stakes legal arguments over the president's effort to deploy National Guard troops in Portland, Oregon, and Chicago. We'll tell you about that. We will meet a guy who goes by the name the Tech Fairy, who gives away refurbished computers. And we will meet this year's Teacher of the Year for the state of Kansas, all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the morning, highs in the lower 80s. Down to the upper 50s tomorrow night, back into the upper 70s for Saturday. Sunday looks like a high up in the mid 80s, a little bit cooler for Columbus Day though. It is 82 degrees in Abilene, 76 in Atchison, 76 in Chanute as well. The time is 5:20.
This is NPR News.
Following 2 years of war in Gaza, Israel and Hamas agreed to the first phase of a ceasefire deal. It could go into effect as soon as Friday. The agreement calls for an immediate end to the fighting in Gaza, and Hamas could begin releasing the last 48 hostages. We'll bring you the latest developments on the deal on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning edition is what you'll hear. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Stick around. News headlines are up next. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence, 79 in Manhattan. It's 5:30.
Lawyers for the Sandy Hook families previously dismissed Jones's arguments as a last gasp, but declined to comment on this latest request. Tovia Smith, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Representative Sharice Davids is asking Republicans to negotiate to end the government shutdown. Before Democrats sign off on the funding bill to reopen the government, they want to ensure the extension of health care tax credits. Davids said her top priority is reopening the government, but she said Kansans cannot handle rising health care costs.
If Congress doesn't act, premiums could rise for folks by as much as 70%. That's 70%. That is unacceptable.
She said more than 160,000 Kansans relied on those health care tax credits last year. Republican Kansas Senator Roger Marshall has said the government funding extension shouldn't have any other issues attached to it. Women entering the Wyandotte County Courthouse say their underwire bras are triggering hypersensitive metal detectors. Peggy Lowe reports it's being called Bragate 2.
Not only are the bras triggering security, but women are allowed into the building only after a female deputy does an aggressive pat-down. Attorney Nicole Forsyth says she noticed that change starting in the fall of 2023. She calls the thorough pat-downs humiliating.
And so if you're female, lawyer, witness, any sort of professional coming into this building to work, you have to get felt up, basically.
Forsyth is calling this Bragate 2 because there was a similar situation in Jackson County in 2019. The Wyandotte County Sheriff's Office defends the security, saying they are trying to keep the courthouse safe. I'm Peggy Lowe.
As cyber attacks on the agriculture and food sectors become more common, lawmakers are starting to take notice. According to one study from global cybersecurity company Checkpoint, cyber attacks on the U.S. agriculture sector rose 38% in the last year. Multiple proposals in Congress aim to increase funding for research on the topic. Nebraska Congressman Don Bacon introduced a bill to create a grant program through the USDA to provide research funding to universities to study agriculture cyber threats.
We're trying to incentivize the Department of Ag to work with our universities to find one or two universities that can specialize in this. So you have a research element.
Another bipartisan bill would establish 5 research centers for agricultural cybersecurity at universities across the country. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR comes from the station. Your wallet. Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. Scientists are learning more about a unique group of dinosaurs with domed heads. They're mysterious creatures because their fossil records are so incomplete. But a stunning discovery from southern Mongolia has changed that.
I mean, everyone just stood around the lab just holding this precious, incredible skull. Everyone is enchanted. It's just the most beautiful specimen.
Hear more tomorrow on your NPR member station or listen on the NPR One app. You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The newest teacher of the year in Kansas is an elementary music teacher in the Olathe School District. KCUR's Jody Fortino introduces us to the Central Elementary School students who know what makes a great teacher.
My name is Rachel Marlowe, and I am the general music teacher.
That was KCUR's Jody Fortino with Rachel Marlowe, the 2026 Kansas Teacher of the Year, along with her students at Central Elementary School in Olathe. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Thanks for tuning in today. We still have another hour and 11 minutes left to go on today's edition of All Things Considered. Coming up, a conversation with the emergency coordinator in Gaza for Doctors Without Borders about the current humanitarian situation in Gaza amid news of a ceasefire agreement, how that is working out. We will also learn more about a major teaching document issued today by Pope Leo XIV. It's all about poverty. We'll talk about it coming up. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant in downtown Lawrence, offering an event space located at 725 Massachusetts for private parties. More at 715mass.com.
It's 10 minutes before 6. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. News headlines in 1 minute. It's 6 o'clock.